Joining us now on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner is Knoxville Girls Basketball Coach Matt Richard, as we are doing our season recap interview for the Panthers. And Coach, final time, good to talk to you again.
Yeah, it's been a couple weeks now, and wrapping up the season here, watching the state tournament, but yeah, wrapping up the season.
Let's give a 20,000-foot overview of the season. Wins and losses, not where you wanted, but, you know, I think the big word is improvement from day one to the last day.
Yeah, I don't think anybody expected us to come in the year, you know, go 21-0 or anything like that. And we were hoping to get a few more wins than five. But, I do think that, you know, that first game against PCM and second game there against Van Meter, you know, looking back at the end of November and comparing that to where we were against, like, Fairfield, against Oski, being able to compete with them. You know, showed a lot of improvement over the year. The team just has some, you know, they just got to get in the gym and keep working.
I would say one of the highlights you mentioned, brought up Fairfield, went down there and it was your only out-of-conference win and really dominated that game. And I remember you saying, well, I wanted to win, but I didn't expect to win that much because you thought, okay, Fairfield might give a challenge, and it really never happened.
Yeah, we thought that that'd be a pretty even game. We had four wins coming into it, and they had one. And there were some similar opponents. Like, they lost to Davis County by one, for example, if I recall correctly. So we thought it'd be a pretty even game. And our girls just locked it in. I thought our defense was really, really good that game, and that led to some easy baskets out in transition. Then, if I recall right, Hannah went for, like, 22 or something like that. So, you know, when Hannah goes for well above her average, and then the defense locks down, and Ayla Williams had a really good game on the rebounds there. So everything just kind of clicked in that game. So that was a highlight. That was fun.
Let's talk about defense. At first, it was really giving up a lot of points to start the season, but then there's a couple games where you were keeping teams down in the 40s and 30s, or whether you won or not. Those were some good defensive efforts.
Yeah, we came into the year having the thought process that we were going to use that same defense that we ran against DCG last year, and you know, personnel just didn't quite click. So then we were experimenting with a couple different zones and, you know, just coaches talking and that type of stuff. And we're like, you know what, we're just going to go back to the basics, what they've ran for essentially their whole lives. And so we ran a man-to-man, different types of pressure within it. We threw a Pac-Man, or what we call Pac-Man, Pac-Line defense as well. But, yeah, we just came back to, hey, let's just play good old traditional man-to-man defense, get up and pressure them, and hopefully good things happen and just simplify it. And I think for the most part it got pretty good results.
Talking to Matt Richard, Knoxville girls basketball coach on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on KNIA Caroles. Panthers ended their season recently in the regional. And, you know, there were times this year where you got down big, but then the next three quarters you almost played the team. You were playing even. You know, that was one of the Achilles heels this year. What, you know, I guess the starts of games, what was the key in those, did you think?
Just a young team. It's hard to go against teams that have a lot more experience than you do, whether that's by years or by just playing time. We started a lot of girls that just had never played varsity basketball before. You know, I know that it's going to seem like, you know, Addie Williams and Ayla Williams and, you know, Ison Prevo, that's going to seem like they've been around for a long time, but they're really still just young kids. You know, I know Prevo's a little bit older, but that was her first extensive varsity action. Really, the only two players we had coming back from last year as far as experience goes there are the Duncan sisters, and that's just hard to replicate. So there's growing pains that will always come with that, and I don't question their effort. I really don't. I think they really gave us in games as hard as they could. But then once they kind of figured it out, you know, that the playoff game against Oskaloosa is a perfect example. We got down 18-1, so down by 17, and then we lost by 17. So it's like, hey, after you got down at the end, I think that's what it was at the end of the first quarter, was 18-1, and then, hey, you lose 55-38. And, you know, maybe they let off the gas a little bit, you know, that type of thing. But still, it shows for three quarters that you were at least capable of playing against a team, being competitive against a team that then went, and they probably should have beat Pella, and that's in that second round game. So Oski was a good team, and it just shows the potential, but you have to be more consistent.
Talking again to Matt Richard, Knoxville girls basketball coach on KNIA Caroles. Let's talk about some of those younger players. You know, you talked about Addie Williams, Ayla Williams, and, you know, a few of the other players like Bridget Liston got extensive varsity minutes. And, you know, I asked him a couple times, your head still spinning? And they're, yeah, kind of. But, you know, putting a freshman out there, going up from middle school, that's a big jump to varsity.
Yeah, and I thought Addie Williams handled it extremely well. You know, she got a little bit of – she dressed softball at the end of last year, you know, as an eighth grader. She played extensively in volleyball, but, you know, with all due respect to those sports, that basketball's a lot different, you know, as far as the speed of the game, the physicality of the game. It's just different. And so to throw a freshman in there who doesn't have extensive basketball background, she obviously played up through middle school, but she's such a good athlete that I didn't have another alternative, and she earned it too, don't get me wrong. But yeah, there's just growing pains. But then there are some games where she was our third leading scorer for the season. And so I'm excited for her. I'm happy for her. And hopefully she continues to develop over her career.
And we talked about Ayla Williams too, how she could be a force if she could get in into the gym over the summer and just kind of work on some things.
Yeah. Ayla is a potential double-double, averaging double-double, just waiting to happen. She really close to the rebounds. A lot of them, she had 10-plus rebounds in several games, and she just needs to refine some of her offensive work and, you know, work on that touch around the rim. And she could easily be looking at, hey, 10, 12, 14 points a game, and to go along with, you know, 10 or so rebounds. She has a lot of potential.
Had one senior on the team, but boy, was she a special one, Hannah Duncan. And I've already told her I really enjoyed covering her all 4 years. And you've got her the stats, the team records on your computer here. And the highlights are where Hannah will fall. And, boy, she is in the top 10 in a lot of categories.
Yeah, I've coached basketball for 15 years, both boys and girls, obviously. 10 years here in Knoxville, and she's one of the more special players that I've ever coached. You know, not just because of her talent as a basketball player, but because of her character as a human being. Finishes at, you know, at fifth all time scoring. You know, like you just said, top 10. She's top 10 in 9 different statistical categories. The all time leading free throw percentage shooter in Knoxville. You know, and like we've talked about on the radio, her name, if you look at the names here, I know obviously radio can't see it, but hey, there's Kaylee O'Connor, Sam Avens, Maggie Wilkins, Katie Kychus. You know, those are some, you know, Hall of Fame type, future Hall of Fame type players. Actually, O'Connor's already in the Hall of Fame, but, you know, that those are the names that she's with, and she's earned it. She's worked extremely hard, and I am extremely proud that I was her coach for 4 years.
Top 10 all time on the court and off the court as well. Speaking of next year, there won't be a next year for you. You have tendered your resignation, I guess, you know, getting, you know, to the point where other things are kind of, you know, taking your time away?
Yeah, you know, this was my 15th year coaching varsity basketball, high school basketball. And then, you know, I've been a varsity soccer coach then for 5 or 6 years, take out one with COVID. But life has changed for me. Obviously, I have married and I have 4 kids, and those 4 kids are now getting involved, or 3 of the 4 are involved in athletics, you know, and then my 2-year-old is almost 3, and he'll be getting into preschool stuff here in a couple of years. And, you know, I'm gone a lot, obviously, over the winter, and we've talked a lot about how much, you know, Megan does for Panthers versus Cancer. It's just, you know, sometimes you have to make a choice in life about what your priority is, and my family needs to be my priority. And I'm gonna coach on the youth side. You know, my 8-year-old will be in 3rd grade next year, and that's when they start their youth basketball with KBBA. So I'm looking forward to getting involved and maybe, you know, coaching some of the future players, and maybe we'll make the state again here in a couple of years. You know, so but yeah, I'm never gonna go away from coaching, but taking a step back from the varsity leading role just to focus on family and a little bit of that youth side of things.
All right. Well, been fun working with you, and I'm sure we'll run into each other throughout the next few years. But thanks for your time this year and the last several years. And whoever is steps into that role, you know, hopefully they'll pick up right where you left off.
I wish them the best of luck.
That's Matt Richart, Knoxville girls basketball coach. We'll be back for more on KNIA Care of Less.